From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The Senate Ag Committee released a draft version of the Farm Bill text. Chad Smith has more on what's next.
After several months of anticipation, Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman has released a 900-page draft farm bill for discussion. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the text contains important policy updates.
Increased loan limits and enhanced financing options for farmers and ranchers, which certainly is important. Additionally, significant investments in specialty crops across several titles to help ensure specialty crop growers have access to a wider range of tools. The bill enhances and streamlines conservation programs that farmers rely on.
Glenn said it is critical for Congress to get a farm bill done this year, but there are still several steps left in the process.
The chairman welcomes feedback from stakeholders on this draft, and there will be continued negotiations and discussion among Senate Ag Committee members. This will lead into a markup of the bill in the Senate Ag Committee, which Chairman Bozeman has said should occur before Congress embarks on our August recess.
Glenn notes that the draft bill is still missing some key Farm Bureau priorities.
We are also calling on Congress to deliver on priorities that are not included in this discussion draft, including providing economic aid to help farmers handle historic inflation, protecting interstate commerce from a patchwork of state laws, and approving the sale of E15 blended fuel year-round.
You can learn more at fb.org/farm bill. Chad Smith, Washington.
Inflation increase. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers. In the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Families celebrating the 4th of July holiday with a cookout will find prices at the grocery store closely reflect inflation increases over the last year. Prices are up $2.90 from last year, which is a 4% increase. The overall annual inflation rate in the United States is 4.2% for 12 months ending in May, which is consistent with findings of Farm Bureau's Market Basket Survey, even though the survey tracks a much smaller basket of items. To learn more about the survey, visit fb.org. Kansas Farm Bureau's voters organized to elect FBF Political Action Committee announced this week its endorsement of Vicki Schmidt for Kansas governor, along with her running mate, Joe Newland. Since 1993, Vote FBF has endorsed and supported candidates for public office who support farming, ranching, and rural Kansas. To learn more, visit www.kfb.org/voteFBF. Next, Insight with Chuck Volker.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Chuck Volker.
As July arrives, one thing is certain. County fair season is here. Across Kansas, families are putting the finishing touches on projects, caring for livestock, and getting ready to showcase months of hard work. Some of my favorite memories come from 4-H. Whether it was chasing the Herdsmanship Award, learning parliamentary procedure, or discovering that blue ribbons don't come without plenty of practice, those experiences taught lessons that lasted far beyond the fairgrounds. County fairs aren't just about ribbons. They're about responsibility, leadership, and learning to serve others. That's why 4-H members grow into engaged citizens, community leaders, and problem solvers. So make time to visit your local county fair this summer. Ask a young exhibitor about their project. You'll encourage their confidence, hear some great stories, and see firsthand why today's 4-H members are tomorrow's leaders. After all, there's nothing wrong with helping to make the best better.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.